Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out here in the operations area. The official clock says this is the 8 o'clock Eastern time update on Hurricane Florence. Looking at the satellite, you can still see a lot of intense convection right around the center. But look how large this cloud field is. And when you really look into it, you can see some more detail on the radar around the eye. And also, very important, you can see some of these rain bands starting to make its way towards the coast, making its way on land. This is where you're going to see some of the most heaviest rain showers. You can see the intense wind associated with this system. So with time, it looks like we're going to see prolonged amounts of these rain bands sitting over land as this system moves slowly forward. Let's look at the latest information on the forecast. And we have been, it's been pretty consistent with the slowdown. And this is the update that we have here. Look how large, 170 miles away from the center, is the tropical storm force winds. So you can't just focus on that center. These tropical storm force winds making their way onto the shore in the Carolinas this morning. And around 70 miles or so around the hurricane force winds. So think about it. This is a very large storm. And it looks like we're going to have that slowdown with time, too. This is 2 a.m. Friday. This is 2 a.m. Saturday. That's not a lot of geography to cover in 24 hours. So that's going to keep the impacts that we've been talking about, that heavy rain and really looking at the storm surge. Just many, many impacts with this system. Let's cover that. And a reminder here, with 110 mile an hour winds, you know, you can still get those trees down, those power outages. And it's really important not to focus on the category at this stage. It is all about the impacts. Those are independent often than what we have with the category. We're still forecasting over 20 inches of rain to 30. Some places could even get 40 inches of rain, and not just a coastal situation here. Look at Charlotte and Raleigh, 6 to 10 inches of rain, 4 to 6 up in Roanoke area. So this is a lot of rainfall, and you have some terrain, and that could cause some significant flash flooding. So it's really important to pay attention to the warnings as they come out in the future. But depending on the track, some of these values can shift a little bit in either direction. So be aware if you're on the edge, you're definitely not out of the woods. Let's take a look at some of the other parameters. Storm surge is the number one killer in these tropical systems. And just because the category is different, you can still get high storm surge values because it's all about the size. It's about the speed. There's many parameters that go into the calculations of storm surge. And in this case, around Wilmington, you look at the North Carolina coast, some of the values we have, 9 to 13 feet, 4 to 9 feet on the North Carolina coast. And the longer this system stays, the more time there is to push that water inland. Another parameter that we need to look at is we often get tornadoes associated with these tropical systems. So we are talking about that today. We have our first tornado watch out for portions of North Carolina. A lot of times on the right front quadrant of these systems, you'll see these tornadoes. So watch out for those rain bands. That's where a lot of times you'll see the high winds, the heavy rain, and also tornadoes. So this has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center with Hurricane Florence updates.